live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network. You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with your hosts, Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi.
Are you ready? Are you ready? Let's get it on!
How's it going, everybody? Brian Alvarez here on Wrestling Observer Live. We are here every day, Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, Sundays, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern. Lots to talk about on the show here today. Raw last night was a very interesting show. We got the build for both the Women's Evolution pay-per-view and WWE Crown Jewel, which is on as scheduled, although if you watch Raw last night, show's coming from an undisclosed location. Not one single time on Raw did they mention the word Saudi Arabia. But they are still going, and they will be going, unless things change. We can talk about the cards for Crown Jewel as well as Women's Evolution. They have added a Women's Battle Royal to the Evolution show. And I know that there are a lot of the WWE women who aren't happy that they are only going to be in the Battle Royal. But hey, what can you do? They want to get all the women on the show. There are not matches for all of the women. We have 7 matches scheduled for the Women's Evolution show, which is coming up in just a couple of weeks, October 28th. We're about a week and a half away. And that will be followed by the Crown Jewel show. At this point, we have got 3 matches scheduled for the show, but also the tournament, the World Cup. I'm not sure if you're aware of this, to determine the best in the world. We also have SmackDown coming up tonight. It is SmackDown 1000. And they have not done a stellar job building up SmackDown 1000. They've built it up. People know what's happening here tonight. But certainly not the level of promotion they gave to Raw 1000 or the Raw 25 show. Should still do very well in the ratings. May even beat Raw for all we know. We'll have the Raw numbers shortly after the show goes off the air. We'll put them up on the front page of WrestlingObserver.com. Later on today in the show, we'll be joined by Nick Aldis, NWA 70th anniversary show coming up on Sunday. Nick Aldis challenging for the NWA World Heavyweight title. We'll talk to him about that today and so much more. If you want to give us a call, you know the numbers. 844-411-5411. Text messages 425-780-7566. Back in a moment to kick it off, Wrestling Observer Live.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. That's 800-296-1252.
You've seen him on national television. You've heard him on national radio. Kevin Todd, president and CEO of thesportsbrokers.com, is releasing his underdog game of the month. The wrong team is favored. It's yours absolutely free. Call now, 800-220-6262. The line on this game is off by 10 to 14 points. Start your football season on a winning note. There's no one better against the spread than Kevin Todd. Become part of Kevin Todd's inner circle and you'll have access to his upset specials. Dogs winning outright. Favorites running away to win by 3 to 4 touchdowns. Let him earn your business. Let thesportsbrokers.com show you how to win consistently. Call now and get today's underdog winner outright. 800-220-6262. Absolutely free. Kevin Todd is the nation's number one sports handicapper. He's the professional the professionals turn to. It's yours absolutely free at 800-220-6262. That's 800-220-6262. Kevin Todd turns outcomes into incomes. Call now. 800-220-6262.
Where do you want to go on a vacation or honeymoon? The Caribbean, Europe, Hawaii, Mexico? How about Disney or a cruise? At Superior Cruise and Travel, we've got you covered. We'll assign you your own travel concierge. They'll help you design a custom vacation plan that you can't find online. And the service is completely free. You can't compare the value of this to any other online travel company. We can help you plan a custom vacation anywhere in the world. We even offer payment plans with no credit card required. Now you pay off your vacation on your time schedule. Call now and mention the promo code RADIO and save up to $500. Book your custom trip. Call Superior Cruise and Travel now and talk to one of the highest-rated travel agencies in the country with a 5-star A-plus online rating.
800-570-9631. 800-570-9631. 800-570-9631. That's 800-570-9631.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com. We got a lot to get into here today. Nick Aldis joining us later on. Well, let's start with this text message here so everyone can get mad. So, this person says, do you have any idea how bad morale is backstage with these SmackDown women right now regarding Evolution? They were pretty bitter last night and today on social media when the Battle Royal was announced. I can understand why, not counting Zelina, Becky, or Charlotte, every single SmackDown woman is in that Battle Royal. No special programs or anything, while some Raw talent got all of that. Well, I hate to say it, but there's 6 matches on the Women's Evolution show already. There's Ronda Rousey, Nikki Bella for the Raw Women's title. There's Becky Lynch, Charlotte for the SmackDown title in a Last Woman Standing match. There's Kairi Sane, Shayna Baszler. There is Rhea Ripley versus somebody for the NXT UK Women's title. There is the finals of the Mae Young Classic Tournament. And there is Trish Stratus and Lita versus Alexa and Mickie James. So I don't want to be...
Solid.
I don't want to be a jerk here, but like... Do you want to be on the show or not? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, they want 50 women to be on the show. All right? If we take out tag team matches, that's 25 matches. There ain't going to be 25 matches.
No.
You add tag team matches, you're still talking like 20 minutes. It's just not going to happen.
We're not going to have the 20-woman tag team match.
No, the men, every year, end up thrown into the Andre the Giant Battle Royal if they don't have a program for WrestleMania. The women get thrown into the Mae Young Classic. Or whatever they call it. What the hell do they call this year? Just the Women's Battle Royal? I think they just called it the Women's Battle Royal. But anyway, the point of this is, sometimes, if you want to be in the show, you end up in the Battle Royal. And that's what happened here. I'm sure people are disappointed with it, but that's just the way that things are.
Take the payday. Take the payday and hang out with all of these other people that are going to be on there. At least just this time, because you just named 6 matches. Let's say they add 4 more. 3 of which are tag team matches. Again, at best, we're still talking, 2, 4, 6, 12, 14 more people. There's still going to be people who are upset. Does it really matter? I mean, I guess
them,
it does. But... Actually, you know what? It does, and I apologize for discounting that. I will say this as a fan, though, to those women. Don't sweat it. We know what this is. It's cool. You know, we don't have to fight for spots as though this was the 70s and you're getting paid on a piece of the house in the main event. Yeah, you probably deserve to have your own moment in the sun on there. But just being on there this time around, at least for this one, we're all good.
Well, since everybody loves it, now's your opportunity to listen to me read the SmackDown 1000 preview. It is SmackDown 1000 tonight.
Oh, man, can you make a fable out of this as you go along?
It's practically a fable the way it's written here. This is what you're going to get tonight for SmackDown 1000, the 1000th episode of this show, a milestone. I presume they'll call it the second most watched show in the history of the world or something like that. But anyway... Rey Mysterio will be facing Shinsuke Nakamura in a WWE World Cup qualifying match. In his first match on SmackDown Live since 2014, the returning Rey Mysterio will square off with United States champion Shinsuke Nakamura in a WWE World Cup qualifying match. The field in this 8-man tournament to determine the best in the world,
I heard that,
is incredibly star-studded, with 16-time champion John Cena, Olympic gold medalist Kurt Angle, former world champion Seth Rollins, Dolph Ziggler, Jeff Hardy, and Randy Orton already punching their tickets to WWE Crown Jewel. It is sure to be a thrilling qualifying match, as Mysterio will look to use his speed and inimitable high-flying ability to keep the King of Strong Style on his toes, while Nakamura will attempt to stop the ultimate underdog, all caps, in his tracks with his arsenal of devastating strikes. Who will walk away from this dream match with a place in the WWE World Cup? Find out tonight. That wasn't so bad, actually.
Wait, who's in this thing so far? We got Kurt Angle. Who else?
Well, here's the lineup. And I want to make something clear, by the way, because a lot of people have noted it's all Americans in the World Cup to determine the best in the world. And so far, that is the case. John Cena, Kurt Angle, Jeff Hardy, Randy Orton, Seth Rollins, Dolph Ziggler. John Cena didn't even have to qualify. He was just put in it. And, of course, tonight it is possible that either Rusev or Shinsuke Nakamura could win, and then we will not have all Americans in the tournament on the Crown Jewel show. But Miz and Rey Mysterio could win, and so we would have, in fact, all Americans. Now, to be fair, there were non-Americans who were unable to qualify. Right?
I guess.
Yeah. So, I mean, we can't get that mad, right?
I guess not. Is Kurt Angle representing America, or is he representing...
of course he's representing
any
America.
Random Latin American country, just because as the conquistador.
I mean, Drew McIntyre had the opportunity, but he failed. Samoa Joe had the opportunity, but he failed.
Wait. Samoa Joe is a territory.
I guess.
Actually, he's not even from a territory. He's from California.
Anyway, the point of this is, non-Americans will have a chance to qualify everybody.
I guess so. Although, it would be interesting for Rey Mysterio Jr. to come back and lose to Nakamura. If this was Japan, that's exactly what would happen. But this is not Japan, so that's an interesting one. And Rusev and Miz, if you watch TV, I would think that Aiden English would be the first person in your mind to screw Rusev up somehow. But then again, Daniel Bryan is there also to screw up with the Miz's forward progress there as well, too. So guaranteed outside interference probably going to be the rule the roost there.
Did you know that tonight on SmackDown 1000, The Undertaker is going to be there?
No, actually, I did not.
I did not either until just now. On what is sure to be a historic night, one of WWE's greatest legends will be in attendance as The Undertaker will make his presence felt at SmackDown 1000. The Phenom was the top dog on the blue brand for a number of years, leading the way as the World Heavyweight Champion while taking part in unforgettable rivalries against fearsome competitors like Batista, Edge, Brock Lesnar, Randy Orton, and his own brother Kane. Fresh off devastating Triple H and Shawn Michaels at WWE Super Showdown, what does the dead man have in store? Find out tonight. This is a pretty disappointing preview here, actually. I expected it to be much more ridiculous.
Now, you said a name right there that I need to know, that big vascular thespian, Dave Bautista.
Yes.
In Washington, D.C.
Evolution reunites. The band is back together.
God bless.
At SmackDown 1000 tonight, Evolution reunites. Triple H, Bautista, Randy Orton, and Ric Flair will be in Washington, D.C. for this historic event. Evolution is comprised of some of the most successful superstars in history. There are 49 world championship reigns between the four members who ran roughshod through WWE from 2002 to 2005, then rode again for a vicious rivalry with The Shield in 2014. What does Evolution have in store as they make their first ever appearance? Find out tonight. I'm not going to read the rest of this. It's Rusev versus Miz, everybody. I was very let down by that. They're usually much more ridiculous.
Well, look, I guess it fits in with how this show has kind of been promoted.
I haven't been promoted, but
this has been an overshadowed established big event. You know, SmackDown 1000 going to be a big deal. Raw 1000 was a big deal. Does not feel like that's going to be the case. Although, again, they do have at least a bunch of flashy names that people like.
I mean, clearly, Undertaker and Kane have to run roughshod over Evolution, right? Because Triple H is involved. Why else would the Undertaker be there?
Well, the thing is, they can attack, I guess, Randy Orton with his current character shouldn't leg anyone, and I guess Batista could come make the save, I guess, if Randy just walks or helps to further along the pain and agony of Triple H and Ric Flair and Shawn Michaels by proxy, I guess. Is Shawn Michaels there?
No, it doesn't say so. I'm sure Batista will be thrilled to just be laid out tonight as part of Evolution.
No, he would come out and make the save. Randy Orton,
I see.
He's got no earlobes to pull, but he can at least walk away if The Undertaker and Kane are beating up on Triple H.
It's just going to be weird. It's going to be weird tonight, everybody. We got to do a break. We'll come back for some phone calls, text messages. Nick Ald is joining us here later on today, so stick around. Wrestling Observer Live.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a 1 week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
Attention business owners. Are you struggling while waiting for your customers to pay on their net 30, 60, or 90-day invoices? Can't get a business loan? Have no equity? Bad credit? Or maybe no credit at all? Then you need to call AmeriFactors right now. AmeriFactors will give you cash for your invoices and there's nothing to pay back. We simply buy your account receivables, and if those clients don't pay on the invoices, we take the loss. We give you funds based on your account receivables, not your credit. And 98% of all applicants are approved. It's that simple. With AmeriFactors, there's no more waiting for your customers to pay. We give you the funds up front, then we wait for your customers to pay us. Fund your business today. Call AmeriFactors right now.
800-847-1183. 800-847-1183. 800-847-1183. That's 800-847-1183.
Are you an inventor who would like to try to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to companies? But you don't know what to do next? Call for free information from InventHelp. InventHelp, a leading inventor service company, has been helping inventors since 1984 and has sales offices located in more than 60 cities nationwide. You'll want to talk to the company that has helped secure more than 7,000 invention patents. So call InventHelp. Even if you have an idea for improving an existing product and don't know where to go with it, you'll still want to call InventHelp for free information. You'll find out how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to companies. So call now.
Call InventHelp at 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. Get your free information by dialing 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. 1-800-316-1738.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Mike Sempervivi, also WrestlingObserver.com. Let's go to the phones. You're on the air. What's going on?
Hey, Brian. This is Charles in Charleston, South Carolina.
Yes, Charles.
Love the show. Hi, Mike. And Brian, I guess I got to say thank you for advising me not to travel to Saudi Arabia after paying off my student loans.
That's right.
What I really wanted to call about, though, I did fall asleep during part of the show last night, so maybe this was a bad dream, but I could have sworn I saw the Shield take on Strowman, Ziggler, McIntyre like three times last night. I feel like I've seen Daniel Bryan and The Miz have several matches now. And I just want to understand why Cody Rhodes can build a match with Nick Aldis, who's going to be on the show later. Tanahashi can build a match with Omega. And I know it's the network era and there's no pay-per-views anymore, but why can't WWE build anything? Why can't anything be built up? I know the TV's important, but it feels like we don't ever get a build to any matches anymore. And I don't feel like – I feel like Daniel Bryan is about to have his first world title match since coming out of retirement, and I feel like we're not getting a build for it.
Well, I want to thank you very much for the call, and you are getting a build. You just don't understand the build. I don't understand it either, to make – if it makes you feel any better.
Well.
The build is they wrestle a million times, and then they wrestle again. That's the build. I'm not making this up. That's what they do. I mean, you mentioned Cody and Nick Aldis. I mean, to be fair to WWE, I mean, Cody and Nick Aldis, they don't have to do 3 hours of television every week. You know what I'm saying? And
no, they literally have a guy, basically.
I mean, Tanahashi and Omega, they got tag team tournaments going on right now. They have the big shows here and there. They got a lot of
interwoven things.
Yeah, and they're together in tag matches. But, I mean, in general, it's like they don't have 3 hours. They don't have 150 hours of television every year that they have to fill up. Listen, I'm sick. I mean, we'll see if we see it again next week. But you did not see The Shield versus Drew, Dolph, and Braun several times last night. But, in fact, you did see it the week prior, and then you did see it again last night. So I was just watching it thinking, if they're going to try and extend this out to Survivor Series, I mean, I'm going to be so sick of this feud by then. That's just what they do. There's a lot of television to fill. And they need that television to make money. And so you end up with this.
Can you see the title changing hands?
What title? Daniel Bryan?
Yeah.
In Saudi Arabia? Of course not.
Okay, because
they don't do anything
again,
big on those shows. It's not a title match anyway.
Well, it's like you're talking about the India show.
Actually, it is a title match. What am I talking about?
I could see them one day doing this. Now would not be the time to do this, and I think everybody knows that. I think even before all this stuff happened, I don't know how many people went, yeah, you know what? I'm hyped. I think Daniel Bryan's got a chance to beat AJ Styles. I don't think anybody believes that. So,
well, it's a glorified house show. Why would they?
Well, that's it. And, you know, on top for a lot of different reasons, you know, it just doesn't feel like now would be the right time to do something like that. Even if you want to see the title off AJ Styles, it was a weird way they went about it with him beating The Miz in such a short fashion and everything that it just begs for there to be interference and for there to be some sort of WWE style non-finish or wacky finish where Daniel Bryan doesn't come out the champion. And I think I would rather not have a build to something like that if we're just going to get what we always get. Just kind of give me some basic stuff and that's it. Don't hype me up. Have a half hour match. Have a great match between the two just to have it end in a deflating fashion.
Let's go to Anthony in Sarasota. You're on the Sports Byline. What's going on?
Yes, Dave, I'm wondering if you can answer this.
This is Brian, but thank you very much. What's going on?
Brian, I'm a big fan of Aleister Black, so I'm wondering, what do you think? What's the best fit for him if he gets called up? Do you think there's going to be any call-ups at SmackDown 1000 like there was at Raw 1000 or no?
I want to thank you very much for the call. I don't think we're going to see any call-ups here tonight. Anything is possible. But like I said, I mean, this is not being promoted at all like Raw 1000. It's not being promoted at all like Raw 25. It's just like a SmackDown, and they got some special things like, you know, Evolution showing up, Undertaker's there, but there's no way Aleister Black is being called up anytime soon. He's in the middle of this giant program on the NXT show. And as far as what they're going to do with him when he gets called up, who knows? I mean, he's tall. He's got that going for him. But Vince has screwed up a lot of guys. I mean, Triple H has pretty much admitted he doesn't think Vince has ever watched an NXT show. Think about that.
Well,
it's good, probably.
Yeah.
He'd be messing up everything in NXT if you watched that show.
Well, he's been to NXT events, so he's seen an NXT show. Just talk about the television show on the regular.
No, he's never watched the TV.
Well, that's what I'm saying, but he's seen an actual NXT show. I mean, he's been backstage.
I mean, he's been at events, but I don't know how much of it he watched.
Well, it's Vince's other things might distract him now, like, you know, clouds in the sky and things like that.
All right, we got a bunch of text messages. I wanted to do these before we go to Nick Aldis. This person here says, when people refer to WWE management and executives, who exactly are they referring to? I don't know. Who's saying what? There's Vince, there's Triple H, there's Kevin Dunn, there's Michelle Wilson, there's George Barrios, there's all sorts of people. I mean, it depends
Those are the biggies right there.
Depends on what the conversation is about.
You're talking about The Office?
I guess.
Or The Real Office, because there's the corporate office, and those are the names that matter, at least that are going to be out there in investor meetings and things like that. They're the ones, you know. If you're talking about WWE creative in that office, well, it's Vince.
Bert says, JBL was just on some news show. His comment on Saudi Arabia was, WWE has been at the forefront of change, and if you want to change Saudi Arabia, you send something like WWE there.
Well, John's...
Oh, yeah?
Is John. John's... I mean, that is a great line for somebody who is pro-going and who is spinning it in that fashion. Yes, I would look at Richard Branson and Ari Emanuel and some of the people, Diamond, and on, some of these business leaders that have taken massive amounts of money and pulled it out of dealing directly with the Saudi government, at least for right now. I mean, you think about it, there are lobbying firms on K Street that have bailed out of doing business with the government of Saudi Arabia, and you have John Bradshaw Layfield carrying the flag for the company and is ready to go plant it again in Saudi Arabia. So, I mean, everybody's got an opinion on this, and whether it's right for WWE to go and all that, but there's just another one of them. That's all that is.
Says Brian, Cena wasn't just thrown into the World Cup tournament to determine the best in the world. They put him in for a stellar performance in Australia. Well, I mean, they never officially said that. They just said he was in.
Well, and look at the nice things he said last time around that John Oliver so nicely pointed out on last week tonight on HBO. Did you see that?
No, I haven't seen it yet.
Yes, made sure to point. They ran a couple of the commercials that were the Saudi Vision 2030 ads that were run when WWE was hyping everything up during that show, and made sure to point out John Cena and his love of Saudi Arabia and how thankful he was that they let him come.
First, am I the only one that finds it odd that Kane has been on WWE TV more times within the past month than he was before he was actually appointed to public office? I'm getting a real Jesse Ventura vibe from the whole thing. No, he got elected,
and then
they came up with the idea for this tag match, so he's got to be on TV. They donated $100,000 to the local firefighters there, so it's just timing.
Dude, it's football season right now at the University of Tennessee. Knoxville is pretty much on autopilot. Knox County's on autopilot. I'm downplaying it a little bit, but I mean, to compare the passion that I think Glenn Osborne, or whatever the hell his name is.
Glenn Jacobs,
has. Glenn Osborne, Philadelphia legend, that he's got for his job is in comparison to what Jesse Ventura was as governor of Minnesota, I think is really unfair to Glenn Jacobs.
Bert says, I know the 1,000th SmackDown is only 2 hours tonight. Do you think there's a chance there will be an overrun? No, I do not think that. Says, not that she is the second coming of JR or Lawler, but Renee Young is way better as Raw commentator than Coach. What are your thoughts on the announced team? Well, I think that Renee is better than Coach.
Facts.
I don't think she's great. I think Cole is terrible. And I think that Corey Graves is hit and miss. So that's what I think of the announced team right now.
Everything is just, at least with those three, when they're not, they don't do the bicker game. And they did not wait very long to have Renee and Corey do the booker, the battle back and forth, which is the worst thing that they do. The fake manufactured, they do enough fake manufactured stuff to have the banter back and forth is even worse. And I cannot stand that. But I mean, I don't know if Cole is awful. They are what they are. As long as they have people in their ear screaming, as long as they can't be themselves and natural and have a rapport amongst the three, it's always going to be lesser than.
Bert says, I feel bad for Batista. First, he is having WWE act like he doesn't exist when it comes to him wanting to return. Not only that, when I grew up, he was the man on SmackDown. Kids nowadays just know him as Blue Tista.
Well, he...
There are worse things to be known as than Blue Tista.
That's
if
true.
You've got that role.
At least they remember you. And also, remember, he said some very flat out things about when he came back last time around. So it's not like, you know, if I recall correctly, some of his language is colorful describing how things went.
So we get Rusev versus Miz twice tonight, this person says. Once on SmackDown and again for mixed match challenge. Oh, man.
That's right. Yes.
Person says, Evolution was a Raw stable. Why are they on SmackDown 1000? Because they're in Washington, D.C. That's where Batista's from. So
Well, yeah.
I guess they worked all that
well,
together.
Well, Evolution is a mystery, so.
It is a mystery. It's actually not a mystery.
Oh.
Back in a moment. Wrestling Observer Live.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
It has been said that everyone has a book in them. But do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family. Or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
Drowning in IRS debt? If you can't afford to pay your IRS debt due to economic hardship, you can now be free of IRS collection efforts by taking advantage of a special IRS tax hardship program. This program allows Americans who owe the IRS to resolve their delinquent tax debt once and for all. In some cases, maybe even reducing what you owe significantly. An open phone line has been established by Community Tax for consumers to call and see if they qualify. Simply dial 800-426-3569. If you owe back taxes to the IRS and cannot afford to pay them back or have years of unfiled tax returns, help is standing by. Just call the Community Tax Helpline today at 800-426-3569 for the help that you need. Don't take on the IRS alone. They can attack your wages, savings, pension, home, and even your Social Security check. Call 800-426-3569 to see if you qualify. That's 800-426-3569.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervive on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Mike Sempervive, also of WrestlingObserver.com. Nick Aldis is joining us here today. We've got a lot to talk about. The NWA 70th anniversary show coming up on Sunday. Nick, how you doing?
I'm good. Thanks for having me.
Got a lot to talk to you about. I think before we even get anything else, I want to talk about your pro debut was against Doug Williams. Is that correct?
Singles. Yeah.
Singles, yes.
I had a couple of like 8-man tags, battle royals, and things of that nature with the Knight family. But singles, yeah.
So he just retired like two weekends ago or something like that.
Yeah.
And what are your thoughts on Doug Williams? Because I always thought that he was a tremendously underutilized wrestler pretty much all over the world. I thought that he deserved so much better than he... And it wasn't like he had a bad career. I just thought he should have been a much bigger star.
I agree. I think that he came along a little bit too soon. I think that, you know, when Doug was... first of all, guys like myself and you know, virtually all of the British pro wrestlers in my generation really owe Doug a big debt of gratitude. And this isn't the first time I've said it, because there was a time where British wrestling in general was not really seen with great favor, but it was also British wrestlers were sort of seen as sort of less than. They were, you know, Americans weren't really taking us seriously, and, you know, Japan didn't really, they hadn't really been any interest there since the days of, you know, Regal, I guess. And there was just sort of a bit of a stigma, I thought. And then Doug was really, and then you could say maybe Jody Fleisch and Johnny Storm as well in a different way, but Doug was really the only guy who was traveling all over the world and making a name for himself, as a strong independent wrestler, but, you know, more than an independent wrestler, right? Like, it was his career, and he was wrestling in NOAH and doing lots of tours of Japan. He was one of the top guys in there, and he was going to Ring of Honor, and he was going to Germany, and was a big deal in Germany. So to a lot of us, he was a hero, because we were kind of like, okay, if WWE is not an option, or, you know, Americans don't really perceive British guys as potential stars, then maybe we can be like Doug Williams. And thanks to him, obviously, he helped gain a lot of credibility. And it sort of put eyeballs on us, and then obviously like myself, I was one of the guys who he sort of helped in the beginning and said to promoters, take a look at this guy, because he's got the look. And Doug's brutally self-aware, like almost to a fault, where he would put guys like me over almost at the expense of himself, because he would go, you know, this guy's, he's young and he's tall and he's got a good body and he's good looking and he can talk and yada, 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 you know, and sort of almost to his own detriment, you know. And I was always very pleased that in a weird way, my being signed at TNA and them trying to do stuff with me that I wasn't experienced or equipped to do at that time sort of facilitated him getting a real run, because they'd used him like here and there, like if they did like a World Cup or an X Cup or whatever it was, they would bring him in as well, but they never signed him, you know, they never had him as a sort of full-time roster member. And then thanks to, you know, because they really wanted to do something with me, and they realized that I wasn't quite ready to carry the load on my own, especially with that roster at the time, that, you know, that opened the door to the tag team. And obviously that, you know, so in a way it was nice to sort of come full circle, in the sense that like he had helped me a lot, and then them wanting to do something with me helped facilitate him getting a job. So that was cool.
This Sunday is the NWA 70th anniversary show, and you're facing Cody in the main event, a 2 out of 3 falls, a match for the NWA World Heavyweight title. And I remember over WrestleMania weekend, I went to the Ring of Honor show, and it was Kenny Omega and Cody, and I remember I got into the building. I was a little bit late, and I got in the building, and somebody just came up to me and said, Nick Aldis is in the front row. And I thought, that's interesting. Like, you weren't working for Ring of Honor at the time, and you watched Cody's match. And here we are now, it's October, and you guys are facing each other in a best-of-three falls match. I mean, was this always, like, from that day dating back to WrestleMania? I mean, was this where the journey was going to go, or have there been sort of kind of twists and turns and decisions made and changes, and this is where everything's ended up?
At that point, let me think back. At that point, there was definitely some interest from Cody's side. Like, we got his attention. The 10 Pounds of Gold series, you know, at this point, I'm sure most of your listeners are sort of familiar with it, and they understood that it was well received, you know, from, you know, the industry and from the, you know, from the fans that had seen it and stuff like that. And so it was one of those situations where we were playing the long game. Like, we knew that this approach, I had confidence in this approach to the product. I felt like with so many brands and so many companies and so much content being put out constantly with regards to wrestling shows featuring wrestling matches in a wrestling ring, I was like, why are we not taking more time here to like really explore the build, but with a modern delivery system? You know, I said, like, I'm not a boxing aficionado, not an MMA aficionado, but I'm a casual fan of both. But I love watching the HBO 24/7s. I love watching All Access. I love watching UFC Embedded. I love watching the UFC Countdown shows. Why can't we do that with pro wrestling? Like, if this is what where we're at, and this is the conversation I had with Billy and Dave, was like, look, if the roster is one person right now, in me, then isn't that the best thing to do? Like, because we're really sort of building to single matches as opposed to an entire show, or we don't have a need to facilitate a roster full of wrestlers sort of wrestling each other all the time. And I think that Cody's smart. He's a businessman. He saw the approach and sort of went, hey, I want that, you know, and like a lot of people did. You'd be amazed how many people have reached out to us, and you know, even people who are in a much better position than I am, you know, career-wise, and they're like, man, I wish I was doing that, you know. So there was at that point the discussions were very, you know, Cody was very cagey. We didn't know each other. We did, you know, he was trying to get a feel for everything. Same with me. Like, I was sort of protective of what we had done up to that point. And then, but Ring of Honor, to their credit, were cool with it, and they were just. And it was, so it was, you know, they were like, well, why don't we do this? You know, let's have, like we, and everything we did with them. And this is one of the reasons why I think the whole thing worked so well, was that everything we did was a four-way or three-way kind of discussion between Ring of Honor, Cody and us and me and whatever, because it was like, well, this, you know, why don't we do this? Cause this helps, this gets you this and it gets me that and it gets us this and it helps us and it gives us option A, B, C going forward. And that to me is kind of always the cool way to book, you know, because that way you can see how people react to it. And then you can kind of go, okay, I think we should go with option B. And then you keep going forward like that. At that point, that was pretty much what we were doing. It was like, this is what we think he wants to do. And if he wants to do this, then I want it to happen at that show, you know? And then we were kind of like, okay. And then, you know, luckily for us, business-wise, we were on the same page all the way. You know, Cody and I really approached this like prize fighters in that respect. It's just, we just did it with pro wrestling. Well, we knew what we each wanted, and we worked with our respective people and representatives, if I suppose is a way to say it, to get the match in the ring.
Nick, when did this long game with Dave and with Billy Corgan begin? And was it because, as many people remember, the 10 Pounds of Gold series started with Tim Storm as the NWA champion and beginning to follow the journey? When did you step into that? Was this the plan the whole time and you weren't sure if you were going to face Cody? What happened when and in the lead up to this match with Cody and setting everything up?
Oh, well, no, well, I was involved from day one with the 10 Pounds of Gold, and basically the genesis of it was the original plan was Billy was just going to basically get all the belts back and just start again. And then, they decided to go and at least go sort of meet the guys and just kind of take them through it and give them all an opportunity to at least be involved somehow in the process. And then they met Tim and they just were so enamored by his personality. And then obviously by then we had discussed the concept of sort of what then became 10 Pounds of Gold. And the decision was sort of made like, this guy's really compelling, like in real life. And like, what a great way to start. Because one thing we never wanted to do was do the sort of the old school, like wrestling P.T. Barnum thing of like pretending that, you know, it hadn't been on the NWA brand and the NWA title hadn't been through a bad patch. Like, we weren't going to just pretend that never happened. And we felt like this was the perfect way, and Tim was the perfect vehicle to sort of to facilitate that, because here he is. He's this great guy. He's very humble. He's very self-aware. He's very, you know, he's very honest about what he's done, and he's a school teacher, and he's open about it. It's like, hey, this is me, and they're interviewing him at his school, you know, and it's, everyone's going, wait, what's happening? Like, we're not pretending that this guy's a superstar. And we're like, nope, this is we're going with authenticity. And then we did the same with me. Like, we sort of covered, like, that I'd had some success, but then also, you know, things had sort of slowed down for various reasons. And then it was like, we're all hungry, and we're all heading, because ultimately any story is really just two people heading to a destination for their own reasons. And if you can invest in the reasons why, and then you get there, and then you're pulling for one person or the other, and that's pretty much how it works. And then once you know, and then we decided, obviously, once I got the title, I had a number of existing bookings, and we were debating on how we were going to approach that as far as title matches were concerned. We were going to go, well, are we going to be sparing with it and sort of make one match a really big deal, or how are we going to do it? And then the promoters really made the decision for us, because every single promoter that I already had a booking with, you know, all over the world, were like, can we have a title match? Can we make it a title match now? Like, oh, this is so great. And so I was the one who made the call and said, we got to do it with all of them. You know, because if you only do it with like a couple and not the others, then the others are going to be offended and it's going to be bad business. I said, so let's go old school, and let's make that the focal point for now, and make it like the old school traveling champion. And people really responded to that and really gravitated to it. And then that sort of led to where we were. And we were just going to roll with that and just kind of see where we ended up. And then that's when we got Cody's attention, and we saw an opportunity to level up very quickly, and we took it.
You know, that match at All In for the title, I was there live. I thought it was so great. It was an old school professional wrestling world championship match. And that's the way it was built up. That was the way it worked out. That was the way the fans saw it. They reacted to it. They adored Cody. They absolutely hated you. What were your thoughts? We got about 2 minutes here on that match. And was it everything that you wanted it to be?
100%. You know, I was the architect of a great deal of it. That's why it was easily the biggest night of my career, because it was very gratifying for me on a number of levels, because I look at it as an achievement, not only as a wrestler, but also like as a producer, if that makes sense, because, you know, we're all very heavily involved in the process, but obviously I'm involved, you know, in the process on a very deep level. Dave Lagana deserves so much credit, you know, for the amount of work he does just nonstop. And, but you know, the vision for a lot of it was mine, you know, and Cody's, you know, and ours, and everyone's together. But like, there was right from the beginning, I said, this is where this is going to end up. Like, I've said that before, but when I won the title in New Jersey, I made a promise that day. I was like, by the time, you know, I lose this title belt, it's going to happen on a big show, and people are going to really care. Like, and I had all that laid out in my head, and we managed to make it happen.
All right, we're going to head to a break. Back in just a moment, Wrestling Observer Live.
Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to The Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me for the government, and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free. Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But the secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Pick up your phone and call right now. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. Once again, that's 800-932-5517.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 800-593-7491. That's 800-593-7491. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 800-593-7491 for your free case evaluation. That's 800-593-7491. 800-593-7491. Call now.
Hi, Rick Tittle here. You may know me as the sports talk host. I can talk about all sports: football, basketball, baseball, hockey, soccer, golf, tennis, auto racing, boxing, Olympics, rollerball. But this time I'm here to talk about pain. If you have pain in your knee or your back like I do, then you should know about the Health Alert Hotline. If Medicare is your primary insurance, then you could qualify for a back or knee brace at little or no charge. I have an old injury from my football playing days. And anything that can help take that pain away and make it more manageable, that has my attention. I love the free delivery, and they take care of the paperwork for you. So if you have Medicare and need help for back, ankle, knee, or shoulder pain, please call the Health Alert Hotline at 800-428-1570. That's 800-428-1570. Agents are standing by 24/7, so go ahead and call now. 800-428-1570.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Man, I wish we had like another 2 hours, but we're running out of time here. Nick Aldis on the show here. The NWA 70th anniversary show coming up Sunday from the Nashville Fairgrounds. It is available on the Fight TV app, $24.99, 6:05 Eastern. The show will kick off. And, Nick, let's get some plugs in for the show, your stuff, and whatever's on your mind. We got about a minute.
Oh, yeah. Well, thank you. You know, if you're interested in what I have to say, I'm at Real Nick Aldis on Twitter. I'm verified. I'm at Nick Aldis on Instagram. And then, NWA 70, hashtag NWA 70, NWA70.com. There are some tickets left in Nashville, very few. And, like you said, on Fight TV for the pay-per-view. Hey, if you bought All In, you might have credits. You can use them to get the pay-per-view. And if you liked me and Cody at All In, you're going to love us at Nashville.
That's right. 2 out of 3 falls in Nashville coming up this Sunday. Nick, I want to thank you so much for doing the show here today. We got to get you back on sometime. Didn't have any time to talk your commentary gig, which I think is a future.
I heard you had a glowing report of it.
I did. I loved it. And we had some other people here that... very impressed with your commentary, and also feel that if you ever end up out of wrestling as a performer, you would help improve any company's management, this person says. Holy smokes, is Aldis brilliant. So I got some fans out there.
Hey, well, you know, it's about time. It's only taken me 13 years.
That's right. 13 years to become an overnight success. We're out of time, everybody. Thanks again for listening. We're here every day, Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern. We'll talk to you again next time, Wrestling Observer Live.